The Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 7, verses 13 and 14, springs to mind. Enter through the narrow gate, for the wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many may enter through it. But the small gate and the narrow road that lead to life, and only a few find it. We are faced as a nation with a choice between these two gates. As South Africa responds to the current health and economic crisis, a fiscal reckoning looms. The public finances are dangerously overstretched. The wide gate is passive. It's a passive country that lets circumstances overwhelm it. If we remain passive, economic growth will stagnate. Our debt will spiral upwards, and debt service costs will crowd out public spending on education and other policy priorities. We already spend as much on debt service costs as we do on health in this financial year. Eventually, the gains of the democratic era would be lost. The wide gate opens to a path of bankruptcy. A sovereign debt crisis happens. And let's maybe indicate, Madam Speaker, what a sovereign debt crisis is. In short, a sovereign debt crisis is when a country can no longer pay back the interest or principal on its borrowings. We're still some way away from that, but if we do not act now, we'll shortly get there. The results are devastating in the event of a sovereign debt crisis. Interest rates skyrocket. Spending has to stop in many instances. Inflation takes hold, and people grow much poorer. This is what happened in Germany in the 1920s, to Argentina and to Zimbabwe in the recent period, and to Greece in the past few years. Argentina, for example, experienced a situation where their ships were attached. Greek civil servants and pensioners had their salaries and pensions slashed. It is a situation we do not want to find ourselves. Another type of debt crisis is when a country undergoes restructuring of its debt in order to avoid a default, as was the case for Ukraine in 2000, Pakistan in 1999, and Uruguay in 2003. Or a country could be solvent and able to pay its debt over the long term, as has been the case in a number of countries. We want to go through the path of sustainability and go through the narrow gap. The cabinet under the leadership of President Ramaphosa has found the narrow gap gate. Government shall go through it. Government will narrow the deficit and stabilize the debt at 87.4% of GDP in 2023-24. Cabinet has also adopted a target of a primary surplus by 2023-24. This is about the same time that our aloe ferox will flower for the first time. As any farmer will tell you, patience and focus is required.